Support for NPR comes from the Ford Foundation, a resource for innovative people and institutions worldwide, on the web at fordfound.org.
Good morning. This is AM580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Federal officials have approved disaster aid for 7 northern Illinois counties affected by severe weather last month. The Federal Assistance Emergency Management Agency says the counties are Cook, DeKalb, DuPage, Grundy, Kane, LaSalle, and Will. Residents are eligible for federal aid such as low-cost loans for housing and programs for business owners to recover. Record rainfall in September flooded hundreds of homes and businesses, forcing more than 1,000 evacuations. Tens of thousands of people were without power. And 10 more southern Indiana counties were also approved for disaster aid. These include Clark, Crawford, Dearborn, Jackson, Knox, Lawrence, Martin, Pike, Spencer, and Switzerland counties. A 25-year-old soldier from central Illinois has died in combat in Iraq. The Department of Defense says U.S. Army Private First Class Christopher Butkiewicz of Dunfermline died Tuesday in Baghdad. The department said yesterday that Butkiewicz died of wounds sustained when insurgents using small arms fire attacked his patrol. He was assigned to the 2nd Battalion, 6th Infantry Regiment's 2nd Brigade Combat Team and the 1st Armored Division in Baumholder, Germany. And Chicago Mayor Richard Daley is betting a lot of food. That is, he could lose a lot of food and sports equipment tomorrow when the Chicago White Sox play Tampa Bay Rays for the third time. Daley made the wager with three mayors from Florida rooting for the Rays. Chicago Alderman Jim Balzer represents the neighborhood around U.S. Cellular Field.
I've made bets before with my counterparts. I beat them in Boston. I beat Anaheim. I beat Houston. I intend on beating Tampa Bay and the winner and move on, and hopefully we will face the Cubs in the World Series.
If the Sox win, the city will get a lot of food, seafood, that is, cigars, orange juice, and key lime pie from Florida. But if the Sox lose, Chicago sacrifices 200 hot dogs and other ball game snacks. A spokesperson from Mayor Daley says all the items were donated. Right now, the Sox are 2 games down in the best of 5 series. And this is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, the U.S. Congress acted to save this nation's bleeding financial system. It approved a $700 billion rescue package. President Bush immediately signed it into law. And Joe Biden and Sarah Palin faced off in a highly anticipated vice presidential debate. NPR Senior News Analyst Dan Schor joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott. Doggone, I bet you I'm glad to be here.
I know you watched the vice presidential debate, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Let's talk first about Wall Street. House of Representatives on Monday didn't vote to approve the plan. The market dropped. The Dow dropped by more than 700 points.
Right.
Wednesday, the Senate approved it. Friday, with some changes, the House of Representatives approved it. This plan is going to cost taxpayers at least $700 billion.
Yes.
What changed and why?
What changed? Well, first of all, what changed was the fact that the bill was sweetened to include a lot of things that would bring over some of the members of the House who had voted against it before. But maybe more to the point, what changed was that it takes some time for voters to get to think that they have a stake in this bill. And apparently, after the House bill was voted down last Monday, they've actually got out there and explained to them why it was important, which is not immediately easy to understand.
Polling data suggests that this is still a mighty unpopular plan among the American public. It's viewed as a bailout of the masters of the universe and Wall Street traders and not necessarily a plan for Main Street. What's your assessment of the plan as you look at it?
Well, you know, last Monday when the House voted it down, it was because voters apparently thought that it wasn't good for them but only for Wall Street. Mm-hmm. And apparently it took some time for it to sink in that Main Street had an interest in this thing. And so when they came back finally after the Jewish holiday and took it up again in a much sweetened form, several things were added to it, which attracted small groups of members of the House. And so with all of that, they got it passed this time.
Do you think there's some people who voted against it on Monday knowing or feeling that they had to do that in a political year because they're running for re-election before
they
might be brought around to vote
exactly.
For it?
Exactly. Yeah. They tended to equate a vote against the bill as being in the interest of the voters. After several days, it began to sink into the voter. This might not be necessarily so, mm-hmm. and so some House members were able to change